Now he says, verse 17, I'll take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. In other words, they'll turn from idolatry. Now he says in verse 18, and in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the fowls of the heaven, with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. Now, even the animals in that land, as in our land today, there's a danger of many species becoming extinct. Some already have. God says that the animals have a right to this world. He created them and put them here. And he says in that day, he's going to make a covenant with the beasts. And that's when the lion and the lamb are going to lie down together. Now, today they lie down together, but the lamb's always inside the lion. But in that day, they'll lie down together. That is something we think very little of today. And all of a sudden in this country, we've taken an interest in what is known as ecology. And that is the land and the animals that are in the land. And have you ever noticed that all the way through the Word of God, that God is considering the animals, and also he's considering the land itself, blessing to the land? Man, you know, is a polluter. He's a sinner on the inside, and he's a sinner on the outside, and everything that man touches is nothing in the world but sin. And today, they're trying to get us not to throw things along the highway around, not be a litter bug, and it's now a fine if you do that, and it's a good thing it is. I remember driving out from a hunt that a couple friends of mine had several years ago out on the Mojave Desert. We were coming down the highway and the sun was going down and it was hitting the side of the road, and on both sides there was just a beam, a flash of light. I've never seen anything like it. You know what it was? Broken beer bottles and whiskey bottles and I guess a few bottles of soda pop. But man, he's a polluter. Everywhere he goes, God says, I'm going to also take care of this earth here. And thank God for that. I don't think men are going to be able to do it.